Welcome back, everyone, to the Geek Lounge. I'm your host, Luis Latour.
And this is Adam Smasher.
And this is Miss Harm.
Oh, yeah. That went well. That goes well.
Yeah.
That goes well.
You gotta pat yourself on the back every
sweet,
time.
Sweet. And today we have a fourth guest host. Well, a guest host, a fourth host.
He's back. He's back. Wanted him, and he's back.
Mr. Popular demand.
Mr. Joe.
Mr. Joe.
Mr. Joe.
Well, the infamous Mr. Joe.
How are you doing, Mr. Joe?
Doing fine. Cool. Glad to be back.
Killing.
What did everybody do this week? Let's jump right into it.
What
did you do this week? What did I do this week?
I did a whole lot of nothing. That's pretty much how my week goes a lot of the time, is I do pretty much nothing.
That's pretty exciting. I
did get a weird phone call.
Yeah.
From my parents, which every time they call, I panic because it's always something. It's always going to be something.
Yeah.
And I love my parents. But today's something, or at least that something, when they called me was Pokemon Go. What is it?
Yeah.
And I'm proud of myself at this point that it's been a while since the game's been out, and I haven't run into anything or gotten myself killed. But, you know, even after all this time, it's like, well, Pokemon Go, what is it? And it's really hard to explain to people who have not ever played the game why you play Pokemon Go. And that seemed to sort of been – that was a topic of conversation because they don't understand. Are you playing Pokemon Go? Yes. Why? What's it about? Well, and this is the hard part to try to explain to people. It's like wish fulfillment, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's the closest thing we'll ever get to catching actual Pokemon is by going outside actual little monsters to battle and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they just don't understand that. Like, they just don't get it. Like, yeah, but why? Yeah, that seems to be the why.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, well, imagine you used to play a sport and you never made it big.
Yeah.
But at some point, I don't know, your favorite sports team invites you on the field to kind of kick the ball around with them a little bit. You know what I mean? It's the closest you'll ever get to actually playing professionally.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a nice feeling for anybody. This is kind of like that. They're almost like trading cards.
Yeah.
You know, like sports cards when you used to collect sports cards.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still just like...
Just trying to get that one you don't have.
Yeah. And they're like, but yeah, but why? That was the big question. But why? So explaining it to them was fucking a hassle. Yeah. Cause my dad is just like wish. What is wishing? Oh, hoping to have stuff. No, we didn't. We hoped
food.
Yeah. We wished we had more food. We wished we didn't have to work at 11 or 12 or whatever.
We need things. We don't want.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We didn't have wishing. We had needing. We needed stuff.
Yeah.
We needed more money. We didn't wish we had more money. We needed
more
money.
We needed more money. Otherwise, we weren't eating.
Yeah, it was one of those things like, it's just like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Hoping? I don't understand.
What is this hope?
What is this hope? Yeah. I wish I didn't have to pay bills.
That sounded like an exciting conversation.
It was. I get impatient with them because I'm just like, I don't know how to explain this to you. It's a fun game where you do stuff. Why? But why?
Same reason anyone plays a game.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't play it. My parents aren't as cool as your mom, who plays video games.
PS4.
Forget it.
Yeah, she does. She still does.
Forget it. That's not them.
Are you done with The Witcher yet? I want to play a video game.
My parents still call my PS4 Nintendo. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can tell they're not.
Nintendos.
They're not hip.
Yeah. You can tell that someone doesn't get it when they completely mispronounce whatever it is. So one of the episodes of The Week in Geek, I come in and William, who I do the
host,
show with, he asked me, he goes, are you playing that Pokemon Go?
Pokemon?
I'm like, well, I can tell by the way you're saying Pokemon that you do not play and that you're probably just going to make fun of me. So this was a while back. Yeah, but yeah, it's like... My PS4 is not a Nintendo. I didn't spend $400 on a Nintendo. I spent $400 on a PS4.
What'd you do this week, Erica?
Well, a while back, I was saying how seeing the Warcraft movie made me nostalgic. So I downloaded all my classic Blizzard games and started playing those. And also, I need to play the new StarCraft, the expansion for 2. Legacy of the Void.
Because
I love me some Protoss.
2? Was that 2?
Yeah, StarCraft 2. It's 3 different parts.
Oh, okay.
Wings of Liberty,
God,
Zerg egg. Okay. What is it? I don't know. I don't know what the Zerg one is.
I don't know.
I can't remember. That's the only one I played once.
Cool. That was it?
So revisiting,
quiet week?
Revisiting old stuff, really. Cool. Because I never played Borderlands.
Oh, really?
Stuff like that. Yeah.
First one was good. The second one seemed really
strangely empty. One.
Yeah, the first one was really good,
Not
though.
The prequel or sequel prequel.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Was
Are
the second one a sequel?
No, because on Steam, it's like the sequel, prequel, sequel or something, because it's more than one word. And I'm like, that's confusing. I don't know if there's four games
Yeah, I don't
now.
Know. I just remember playing the second one, and I just got bored. I was like, wow, there's just that's seems like something was missing. Yeah. Borderlands was cool, though, the first one. It was basically the road. You know, it was supposed to be basically the Road Warrior, but in space. That was the whole idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good
it
stuff.
It reminded me a lot of World of Warcraft, coincidentally.
Borderlands?
Yeah.
Really?
Like the way item cards, the heads up display, and trees and all that. I'm like, this is
some of the
it's like
choices.
I'm playing a hunter in World of Warcraft.
Oh, gotcha. That's really cool. How about you, Joe? What'd you do this week? Worked.
Slept. That's about it.
Worked. Quiet week.
It was uneventful.
Uneventful. That's that's not bad. Sometimes.
No, I like
that's
it. Uneventful. Good. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you watched Seven Samurai a couple times.
No, I didn't get to. I wanted to, but I never got to.
I thought you had seen it, but you hadn't
you
seen
saw it
the
once.
Commentary.
Oh, no. When I got it back this time, I hadn't seen it. But before, when I had it, I watched it twice. But I didn't get to watch any of the commentary
at
all.
You have seen it before.
Yeah, I've seen it before. I mean.
Okay,
right.
Good. Sorry. Good. We don't have to kill you.
I didn't realize
I wanted to start it, but no. Didn't get a chance to do that.
Yeah.
What about you, Mr. Exciting?
Yeah, not very exciting.
Mr. Kiss stealing, jet flying, wheeling and dealing.
Wow. That makes me sound so cool. Who is this guy?
It's Ric Flair. It's not you.
Oh, damn it.
I like Ric Flair.
I can never be as cool as Ric Flair. Woo! I actually picked up an old PS4 game, like one of the first, I think, because it was dirt cheap at GameStop, called Elite Sniper 3. Because Elite Sniper 4 comes out in, you know, not too long. And it's really cool. I like it. Did you ever play Hitman? Did you ever play any of the Hitmans?
No.
Oh, well then.
I saw Conan O'Brien play it on one of those.
I can't say it's like Hitman, but World War II, but that's kind of what it's like. It's really cool.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool. But you don't have to, it's kind of, I guess, like Far Cry in this way, where you can actually use stealth or you can just go in guns blazing. But I am trying it on elite mode and it's a lot of fun. It's cool. I like it. And, just kind of that. And, you know, I watched a couple older movies I hadn't seen in a while, like, Day of the Earth Stood Still, which is a classic. I try to watch that once a year and I think it's been about a year and a half. So I was overdue and I love that movie. That's a great flick.
Yeah.
Classic science fiction, but that's really
good. I'm a big fan of Keanu Reeves too.
Yeah, you bastard. That's a good one.
Let me tell you, that was hard to see, man.
That movie sucked. I'm talking about the classic with Michael Remy, by the way, and Patricia O'Neill. Just to clarify. Oh, you bastard. That was good. That was good. Really, that's it. You know, fairly quiet week and just kind of, you know, playing games and stuff, which, oddly enough, coincidentally, we're going to talk about today.
So, los juegos, los videojuegos.
Videojuegos?
Yeah.
Did I say that right? No.
You said it about as right as you're going to say it.
Okay, Mork.
That's my boy, Mork. Don't talk about Mork like that.
I feel bad that I started that.
What? Did you start Mork?
Yeah. I called him Mork once, and everybody was like, Mork. I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah.
Did you? I didn't remember.
This is a guy in our gaming group. Yeah,
yeah, in fact, I said it, and you were like, Mork?
It was the greatest
really?
Thing I'd ever.
That's what you're going to
Yeah,
go
so
with.
When Mark showed up at the gaming group, I was like, yo, what up, Mork? And he was like, what? What's happening?
Mark is a great guy.
Everybody shut up. This is my boy, Mork.
He's awesome. I wish he could show up more, though. But he is very family-oriented, which is a good thing, and he doesn't get to show up as much as we'd like.
He's got what one of those people call families.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear about those. People keep telling me I should get one.
My parents are expecting me to have one at some point.
Yeah.
When are you going to have one? You know what? You say that, but you already have yours.
Yeah. I had one, yeah, and we had an awesome little family.
Yeah.
For a lot of years, and when it's over, it sucks. Because no matter how much you want to cling on, you got to realize, like, you can't go back. You know, they're adults, sure. And they got to go be adults, and that sucks. It sucks because now somebody you had in your life all those years are just, they're gone. And I mean, they're never really gone. Of course, we talk and everything, but it sucks. Mm-hmm. It's a bummer. Mm-hmm. They're out of your life.
Lonely.
I know. Maybe that sounded really depressing. I meant gone, like moved out and doing her own things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Still very much alive, if anyone's wondering.
Yeah. It's just, things change, and that's how it is. And that's kind of the bittersweet. So, so I think I'll start a second family. So,
yeah.
So, ladies out there, you can look me up, Adam Smasher on Facebook. I'm available. I want to start another family.
Well, no. See, I want a secret Canadian family.
Yeah.
Right, you're like, let's knock off some bucket list items while we're at it for the second one.
There you go.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right.
And it's really hot, so let's get that
down. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more video games.
Video games!
A bunch of which I do not play.
Hell yeah.
Come back.
It's a little scary when you see the sign. You picture it hairy and quite mean inside your mind.
You felt that was necessary?
Welcome back to the Geek Lounge. Well, I paused because I was like, hey, the air conditioning's on.
It's feeling cool
now. It feels
now.
Nice. Yeah.
Blessing.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Geek Lounge, where we love you.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's
true.
Completely true.
Right? We love everyone out
Ladies
there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I love you.
I love you.
Okay, guys, I'm only just in like with you right now. I mean,
I
don't want to rush into anything. I don't want to rush into anything, everybody. But, you know, right? Let's take it slow. Let's see where this goes. You know, it's been fun.
I'm all about bad decisions, people out there. So meet me at the bar and we'll go make some bad decisions.
Bad decisions.
But you were looking for family.
Joe.
Well, that's how families start. A lot of bad decisions.
A lot of bad decisions.
What are your feelings on our public?
On our public?
Do you love them? Do you
I love them. Majority, I love them.
We have all weighed in.
I think people are a little too eager to fall in love. Let's fall in like, and then we'll see where that goes.
Moderation is the key here.
I like hanging out with you guys.
I like to love a lot of people.
I love
sometimes
loving
all at once, but preferably one at a time.
I like loving big crowds.
Mother lovers.
Wow. Community, isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah.
Loving a bunch of people at once.
Relationship constellations.
Oh, nice. That is awesome.
Frank was telling me about that. I was like, that's a thing?
That's a thing, really?
He's like, yeah, like one guy is one point, and then he does these guys that are these other points.
That's like a friend network, basically.
It like makes a constellation.
Oh, yeah.
Like stars.
That's true.
Yep.
Networking.
The more
I like
know.
Friendship constellation better, though. That's kind of cooler. That's cooler. Video games. That's what we're here to talk about.
What are they?
How come are they?
Is that a big question?
And what's their effect on society as a whole?
Yeah.
Why? Since the advent 2 years ago of the Atari 2500.
Yeah. Wow, 2 years ago. I don't know about you guys, but violent video games make me violent.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm so violent right now. I guess I shouldn't say I'm lucky. You guys are lucky that I don't own a gun.
Wow.
Because I started playing GTA 5.
Oh, jeez. That's a little scary.
I started playing Fallout, and I don't own a gun. Lucky you.
Wow. What's your feelings on video games there, violent video gamer?
Oh, gosh. My personal feelings? I don't play a lot of video games, to be quite honest.
Sometimes you do. You go through phases,
sometimes.
Right?
It depends on if a game really piques my interest. But, I mean, I'm not like a hardcore waiting at 12 a.m. in front of a GameStop for a new shoot 'em up type of game. I'm not that excited. It's very rare for me to do that. I think the last time I did that was like for Marvel vs. Capcom 3 because I like fighting games and I love the Marvel vs. Capcom series.
Yeah.
I think that was the last time I ever did like a midnight release thing was that.
Okay. I actually did a midnight release. Well, I did a couple later on, but that was more because Michelle was working and it was kind of like, and I worked those hours, so it was not a big deal. It was more a casual thing and I knew I could get in and out early because
right.
she worked there. But But the only midnight thing I ever went to, believe it or not, and it turned into be such a mess, was the Dreamcast, the release of the Dreamcast.
Oh.
A huge thing. And it turned out the system was really good, but yeah. I was like...
It's a little ahead of its time, unfortunately.
Never again. Yeah, I was just like, never again. I will never do that again.
Why? What happened?
It's just, it took 4.5 hours.
Uh-huh. What?
Because, well, that was one of the very, I think, I'm not for sure, but I'm pretty sure that was one of the first big midnight video gaming things ever.
Right.
So they had no organization at all. They would basically, you had to get in, you had to get in and it was a line. So you took a number. And then once you got in, the mistake they made is they should have had a line. And it was like, once you get in, you get your Dreamcast and you get the hell out, basically.
Yeah.
Now they didn't do that. You could shop. So people got in and they spent like 15, 20 minutes shopping. And it was like, it took like 4.5 hours. It was insane.
How do you shop while you're... Were they shopping before they were given the system? Or
no. Once midnight happened, they only allowed so many people in the store, and those people were allowed to shop. And they wouldn't let anybody in until one person left. So instead of like...
So they gave you the... Let me see if I get this correct. Yeah. They gave you the Dreamcast system, and then they let you shop.
Yeah. It wasn't like you stood in line to buy your Dreamcast
That would have been more organized if it was like, if you want to shop, go ahead and shop. But when you're ready to come get your Dreamcast... You come bring me your number or your ticket, and then I'll give it to you because they're all behind the counter.
It wasn't like that at all. It was a mess. Yeah, it was a mess. And I actually did that with Ish, who you know, Ismail, who was on the show for the Amazing Las Vegas. That's back when we knew each other back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was just like, never again. Never again. What a mess that was. Anyway, you were...
No, I'm just wondering. They're a lot better about it now. Like I said, the last thing I went to pick up was MVC3, and... Yeah. It was a lot better. I just stood in a line, and I wasn't there for even 10 minutes before I got my game.
I was going to say, they're also pretty widespread now, too. So, like, everybody does it. Now they can do them at 9, because I guess it's some loophole, because it's midnight on the East Coast. So it's not even like you're that late. You know, you just get it and go, yeah. But what a mess. How about you guys? Well, you're not a video gamer at all, are you, Joe?
Nope.
Just nothing?
Nope.
Not even...
Nothing.
Not even PC
Asteroids. Games.
That's the last time I played, man. That's a classic. That is the
last time I played.
You can't overlook that.
That's right.
He was a pioneer.
That was, yeah. That was a cool game.
Bejeweled,
Bejeweled counts as a video game if you play Bejeweled.
Yeah. No.
Oh, nothing?
Like nothing, really. Seriously.
Angry Birds is technically a video game.
Angry Birds is, yeah. How about you, Erica?
Oh, I love video games.
I would not
have guessed that. Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
I've never stood in line for anything, though.
No.
Like, I like getting special editions or collector's editions of games.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. I have, like, almost all the Blizzard stuff, collector's edition. Although, I totally regret getting special edition for Diablo 3.
Why?
Boring.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was like, this kind of sucks.
You didn't like Diablo 3? Or you didn't like the special edition?
I didn't like Diablo 3, so it was, and also Sims 4 kind of blew.
Yeah, did it? Well,
yeah. It's the one where it required you to have an internet connection, so everybody would be out of sync, and your cities could only be so big. And I'm like, I bought the special edition for this, and it tanked. People hated it because it just made no sense.
I enjoyed Diablo 3, to be quite honest. Yeah. But then again, I think the only other Diablo I played was Diablo 1, and I didn't even play it for that long. Like, as soon as I did, I was like, well, this game's over.
Diablo 3 was pretty polarizing. Like, people either love it or hate it. And
I enjoyed it.
And, like, the designs in it, like, when I have the art book, which at least I got the art book because that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I look at the pictures of the designs Heaven was supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. But in the game, it looks muddy and boring and really samey. I'm just like, Blizzard, how did you do this? And they
They followed up with, what?
What?
2016.
2016.
What? Blizzard 2016.
But StarCraft, World of Warcraft, Warcraft. I don't play WoW anymore.
I was going to say, anything that Blizzard doesn't make that you like.
I'm never gonna play Overwatch. I know that.
Why?
Because
that's interesting. I've seen it and it looks fun.
Because I like stories and pretty pictures, and I know there's plenty of pretty pictures, but I can't do the same just fighting the same level over and over again. Sure. I'm not a big fan of those competitive games where it's the same thing over and over.
Well, a game like that.
Or Counter-Strike.
Yeah, the game about that, the games like that, it really, I think it relies.
The repetitive.
Depending on the type of game, like Overwatch, I think really relies on the maps more than anything.
Yeah.
Because the characters are all finite, is my understanding. I haven't played Overwatch, but the characters are all very finite, but they have a lot of variation of how you can do certain things. And that's kind of cool. But the maps, if the maps are boring, then forget it. Yeah. But I like FPSs. So
I don't know. I thought that game looked interesting. Yeah. I think it looked fun. Yeah. I haven't played it.
I have not played it, yeah.
I just don't like fighting other people.
Oh, okay.
I'm not into it. I mean, natural selection, I'm sure it's a very good game. Yeah. I know it's a very good game. I like the designs in it and stuff, but like, you're just fighting people over and over again.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
because I can't do that in real life.
I know,
so I'm going to do it in a virtual world.
That's the whole point for everyone else. But I'm just like, nah, I'd rather just be by myself and not respond to anybody. I want to be fed something just to my face.
Okay.
I don't like the really fast-paced first-person shooters like the online games. Like the Call of Duties. Well, it's not that. The Call of Duties, you know, you have a sniper class, but yet you're really not a sniper because you can't, because the maps aren't big enough. Not the newer ones anyway. And it's just kind of silly and things don't play out. That's the one thing I do like about the Battlefield series is if you play on a conquest mode, you can be a sniper and you can be way back from everything and plug dudes way out. And you can stay in that position for a long time before somebody starts to key on you, which is a lot more interesting to me because things can sort of play out. But I do like some of those games.
All right. What if I made a game, right? It's like Overwatch. It's an FPS.
Yeah.
But you make an avatar, right?
Yeah.
And then the person that you face off against the arena takes the form of something that you dislike in the real world, like someone who works at a DMV. Would it make it more fun or easier to like shoot that person?
Wow.
Is there a story about why they did me wrong?
Yeah, you went to the DMV and it was awful, and now here's this DMV person.
And now
that
I'm
you can
the
shoot.
Better person, and now we're friends.
Oh my God, you're ruining this.
The real bad guys.
Why
together.
Are you ruining this?
Wow. We're gonna fight the collectors.
Wow.
We're gonna fight the reapers.
Wow.
No.
We'll fight Sephiroth.
No.
Just
Sephiroth.
The point is you create your own story in the real world. Like, I got to go to the DMV today.
I do that every day.
Right. But then you go in the game and then your adversary takes the form of someone who works at a DMV.
Wow.
And they say the same lines over again. Like, sir, you're going to have to wait in line, sir. And then
I'm
you
sorry
get to
if you
shoot
work at the DMV,
them.
By the way.
What's up? My father buttholes. I can't. I've always had a bad experience at the DMV because
they're
buttholes.
With buttholes all day.
I am not a butthole.
Maybe you're a butthole.
I just want to go in there, register my car, and go.
You want to hear a dark video game story? You know how I used to.
Is this related?
Do I?
Yeah, kind of. Oh.
It made me want to kill myself.
When I
almost did.
When I was younger, and my daughter was still a teenager, and I'd get home from work, and I'd be very frustrated. Guess what I do on Grand Theft Auto 4?
Kill hookers
to relieve stress. Now.
Oh.
I would just.
I mean, they're not real people.
Get in a car and drive down the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
For like 15, 20 minutes.
Just running over pedestrians.
Just running over pedestrians. That's.
This game got hard. I was thinking, like, all I do is drive around Grand Theft Auto and I just drive, man. That's what I thought. When it's like, I drive on the sidewalk.
I drive on the sidewalk. And I just hit people. Yeah. For like 15 minutes.
I thought the story was going to go into like, I drive around in Grand Theft Auto. And then I go to my in-game apartment and I just drink alcohol.
A lot of alcohol.
And my kids are, Daddy, what's happening? Nothing. And Daddy's playing a video game and it's just your drunk avatar.
Yeah, and then I cut my wrists in the bathtub.
I would do that for like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And just feel better. You know, I worked at a job I absolutely hated.
Sure. So,
like, but I made really good money.
Yeah.
And it was raising my daughter, you know, because I was a single parent. And that's how I had to cope.
I mean, that was kind of the point of GTA. That's why the story's not as bad. I really thought it was worse when you were just, I was just driving down the street in GTA. That was it. like stopping at all the red lights and the stop signs and like
being a good
just that thing where you're just like, I just need to take a drive, man.
Nice.
And you just fire up your PlayStation to do that
right down the sidewalk.
I used to when I was frustrated, I used to just get out of my car. Like, I would get in a car,
yeah,
and I would just drive to a location, any location, didn't matter where.
Yeah.
And then I would stop the car, and I would get out and just start shooting everybody around me.
Yeah.
And I would yell stuff out like, I am the eagle of Christ. And
whoa. Yeah. Well, yeah. See how long you could see how long you can avoid the cops?
See how long I could stay alive.
Yeah.
Which wasn't long. At one point, I think the longest I survived was I got into a building.
Yeah.
And which GTA was it? GTA 3? You couldn't really get...
You couldn't get into buildings in GTA 3. Well, you couldn't get into buildings in a lot of them.
There was like one where I got into a building and I somehow like was able to hold up there for...
Some buildings you could.
Yeah, I was able to hold up there for a little bit, so I survived a little longer. But no, I got shot by like an Apache helicopter. Shot me. Apparently, I was deemed too much of a public menace and they had to bring in Apache helicopters.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's a more recent game, which I think came out, I don't know, a while ago. It might have been 2016, I don't know, or late 2015, but it's not particularly a good game, but the mechanics work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it is sort of that sort of mindless, violent wish fulfillment for adults, and that's Just Cause 3, and just, you're just like this sort of super mercenary or super agent.
Right.
And you have basically like a Spider-Man web shooter almost, because you use it to get from place to place.
Yeah.
And you just blow stuff up. Like, there's no, very little story. It's great for that. Like, just, it's great for that just kind of wild abandon messing stuff up. And the map is huge, like really huge. And that's kind of fun. Any dark video game stories, Eric? Zerg Rush?
Dark. Well, not dark.
Oh, there is one.
I have some duff. Like, oh. I went to the BlizzCon conventions a couple times.
Yeah.
That's fun. I saw Felicia Day there.
Nice.
Because she was doing that thing with the guild.
Oh, okay.
Right. The show.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. And I like watching people playing StarCraft competitively. Yeah. You know, the Korean players are just awesome. Like, I wouldn't do it because we just went over why I wouldn't do that.
Is that a new stereotype for Korean people? Just, oh, I bet that guy's a StarCraft player.
No, it's just all the best ones. I don't even know if it's a stereotype.
That's like that's a thing.
They don't
be a butthole. They don't all play StarCraft. Just be cool, all right? It's 2016.
Like, here in the U.S., they play at conventions or weird little meetings, but...
Yeah.
There, they have stadiums full of it. Like, it's a full-on sport in it. I love that. That's awesome.
It's a full-on
sport. Esports.
There's money involved.
Esports.
I know everybody sounds
Everybody in the U.S. is an NFL fan, and you would only be 20% wrong, sadly.
Yeah.
And I went to IPL once. Yeah. It was here, and that's a competitive league for League of Legends and for StarCraft.
Last year? Maybe the year before? You got me the Shadowrun Steam, the new Shadowrun game at the time.
Yeah, Shadowrun Returns.
That's a cool game.
And then they came out
recently. It's old school,
not
too.
Not that recently, I guess.
Yeah.
With Dragonfall.
I got to get that one. I haven't.
I haven't played it yet.
I got to sort of redo my computer, though. My video card is... It's a good video card, but it's not a good video card, if that makes sense. It turns out, as time went by, that it turned out not to be a particularly good video card. It didn't sort of live up to its promises, and it oddly doesn't run some games well. Other games, it runs them fine. It's a weird...
I would have thought Shadowrun would be...
No, that one I don't have a problem with. Just some of the games on Steam, it just doesn't run very well. It's really odd, yeah. That thing will rev up, and you think a freaking jet's taking off, and I'm like, that's not right. This game's not even that advanced.
Mm.
So, but then I was reading on it on my graphics card, and I'm like, well, I really biffed this one. I thought I'd bought like a solid video card at a good price, and it turns out it's really not a good, or it's an okay video card, but what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But someday.
Far Cry 3 and 4 were amazing.
Yeah, you
in
liked.
My opinion. Those are.
You liked 4.
I never really played first person shooters until those games, and I was like, oh, everything is beautiful and explodey.
Yeah, I know a lot of people loved Far Cry 3. That was the one where the guy, his brother gets killed or something, then he's trying to collect all his college friends, right? Yeah, that's 3. And then 4 I liked better.
Yeah, I liked 4 better.
It did seem a bit of a slog there, but it was still good.
And then Primal bought the collector's edition and then really realized... I bought a glorified expansion.
Yeah.
I feel a little tiny bit ripped off.
I'm glad I didn't get that one because you and, of course, our mutual friend Michelle, she was kind of bummed by it, too. What?
Was that game not good? Or
I think it was too much of the same thing, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what she felt, too.
But like you're the Beastmaster, right?
I guess there's just not enough of that to make it seem that interesting. That was the way...
You can warg, right?
it got samey really quick because you'd be like, I need this many resources to upgrade, and you'd just be doing the same kind of mission over and over again, which that's what you do in Far Cry games, yeah. I know, but like it was almost too much.
Yeah. You know, it was an underrated game that I felt didn't get a lot of attention, which was sad.
Sesame Street Number Blast.
You're right. You're right. How did you know that? No, you numbskull. actually, Mad Max. When Fury Road came out, the video game had come out pretty much at the same time. And that was a really fun game. And it really like captured a lot of that feeling of that world. And it didn't get a lot of attention. Some people flat out hated it because it didn't really capitalize on certain aspects of it, which that was a bummer. Like the whole survival aspect, it really didn't play into, even though those mechanics exist in the game.
Yeah.
They weren't really they were almost like a non-issue. But the game itself was a lot of fun. And it was huge. That map was huge. Mm. And like the car combat was tight and fun. It was a blast. And once you're completely done with the game, like 100%, well, not 100%, but once you finish the story mode and you do certain things, you get the V8 Interceptor and you get like Max's classic outfit. And then you can play the game again with that stuff. It was fun. Yeah. I liked it. I really liked it. But what's a video game you felt was underrated, Erica?
I don't know. I guess that's a bad question for me because I'm like, everything I like is a blockbuster, so...
Nerd.
Well, here's one, yeah. And I feel bad saying it because why? I don't think anybody... I don't want to be like, it's great because it's not finished.
Oh.
It's Kentucky Route Zero.
Oh, you've told me about that, yeah.
This is beautiful and strange, and I like how the choices in it don't really mean...
I still got to try that.
Like... There are long-term effects, but that's not why you make the choices. It, like, colors the story as you go along.
That's cool.
It's very, very minimal, too. It's beautiful, but there's supposed to be 5 episodes, and there's only 3 at the moment.
Well, maybe if more people support it on Steam.
I hope.
They would get their crap together.
And, like, the last episode came out almost 2 years ago, I believe.
Oh, dear God.
It was, the first two were about a year apart, and then... The next was a year and a half, and now it's getting longer.
So you heard it here first. Kentucky Route Zero, get on there, buy it.
Please finish.
Make the rest of it happen.
I want to see it. How does this end? What do we do now?
Yeah.
Where does it go? What? Show me something strange and beautiful and awesome. Again, there you go. Please.
Yeah, I got to start.
Thank you.
That.
How about, that's my request.
How about you, Luis? Any unrated, underrated video games?
Underrated. Not that I know of. I don't play all that much. Like my video game collection is not that expansive, unfortunately. Yeah. I probably consider myself more of like a portable gamer, or you know what I mean? Like if I can get it on my PS Vita, I'll get it on my Vita just so I can go to the stupid DMV and play it.
Yeah. See, I'm the opposite. Yeah. See, I'm the opposite.
The dumb doctor's office, stupid dentist's office to play.
I don't like mobile games, but that's different. I mean, everybody's different, I guess.
Sure.
All right, cool. You guys ready for a break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how we feel games are going, because there does seem to be a huge push for online and a lot less like single player type games, at least like sit down console games.
Right.
So
we could also talk about games that are coming out in the distant future, like, what is it, Death Rising?
Yeah, there you go. All right. So come back and join us.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Nani?
Welcome back to the Geek Lounge. We are here and we still love you.
Hi!
Except for Luis, which only is in strong.
You guys, I mean, it's just, you know, I just got out of a bad, I don't want to talk about it.
Fan relationship.
I just got about a bad relationship with another crowd, and I just kind of want to take it slow right now.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, I just want to sort of discover me.
So
I think I need to not have fans for a little bit.
Yeah. How do you think video games are going? Like, where's the industry going, and why is that either depressing or exciting or a little bit of both?
They're becoming too social, and I hate it.
Erica, I was going to say, you look like you're ready to jump in on this.
Well, I like that they're getting more and more cinematic, where it's like a movie you play.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
and but... I like that they're getting better at using you know, those cinematic storytelling elements,
yeah,
along with really interesting, innovative gameplay.
Cool.
Extra fun for
how about
everyone.
You, Joe?
Stop it.
You just said, I know. You're, I feel bad. You're kind of,
no, it's cool.
You're kind of, you're hanging out. You're just hanging out.
I'm chilling.
How about you, Luis? Any comments on that? Or
I'm playing a game on my phone. What? What's happening?
You're disturbing me.
Yeah, I was playing Bejeweled.
The future.
Rude.
The
Rude.
Future of video games?
The future. What do you mean?
Well, like for me, like Erica, you said you like how they're using storytelling elements. I don't know. I felt a lot of games have done that for a long time. Some things that concern me, though, is there just seems to be this big push for social.
Yeah.
That bothers me because I'm antisocial.
It's so, well, that's not so much a problem with me, but it's when you start to sort of prefer the social aspect of a game over trying
actual
to tell a
social
story
interaction?
Or have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a good example is probably like, I think maybe Halo, the which one is, was it Halo 4?
I don't know.
I believe. My brother and I bought Halo 4. I think we beat the story mode in one night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like,
because it was all geared for online. So it's like,
basically,
a, like
yeah.
A Call
so
of Duty.
It was, yeah. So it was like a, 5 hour, 6 hour campaign, which we beat in one night. And we're just like, so that's it. I don't want to go online and play with people. Not all the time.
Yeah.
And it seems like a lot of games are sort of geared towards that. Yeah. I know when we were talking about Overwatch earlier, I think that's,
yeah,
that's sort of yeah. All what it's made for is for you to face off against other people online, and there isn't like a mode for you to just kind of do whatever you want.
The newer Battlefields are like that. The newer Call of Duties are like that. Although Battlefield Hardline, the actual one-player game, was actually decent. They actually seemed like they tried to recapture that a little bit.
I don't think hardcore Halo fans know what the story is anymore.
Yeah, that's believable.
I think they just sort of buy those games just to shoot each other.
Excuse me.
Talk about
vent some
their
anger.
Mama, and you know,
it's a very foul language.
And alienate ladies.
I think when it seems like it gets really bad, and then you get something that comes out like a Witcher 3,
yeah,
which is just a amazing single player game, sure. Huge, expansive. You play for 100 hours, you know, stuff like that. So I don't know. There always seems to be holdouts, but I think what bothers me, and you see it more now, is it seems like, you know, if you go back to the PS1 and even early PS2, there were dozens of full-blown games. Now, of course, a full-blown game back then was maybe, 9 hours to 15 hours? Big games were like 15 hours.
Yeah.
And now it seems like there's very few big, awesome games, but there's a ton of like little download games, but they're like $10 or $20 or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of good games. But then again, you know, a big game like the original Metal Gear Solid, you know, I remember when that came out in the late 90s, it seemed epic. But yet I could sit down today and put it in and get through that whole game in under 3 hours or 4 hours. And that's just sort of meandering around and doing the whole story. You know what I mean?
There's actually a bonus or like an achievement thing in the in the game. Like you get a prize if you do that. If you beat it under 3 or 4 hours,
well,
can't remember.
Well, that was Metal Gear Solid 4, which this is.
No, the first one has that too.
Oh, I know. But there was the, I was going to say, because Metal Gear Solid 4.
I guess all of them do.
That game, a lot of people thought it was a long game, but if you skip the cutscenes and you get through the game, you're talking maybe 3 hours of gameplay. It was all cutscene.
And that was a $60 game,
yeah,
everybody.
It was all cutscene. And be it for me to criticize, you know, Hideo Kojima, but that game was, it played beautifully, but it just, when you got into actually playing it, there wasn't a lot there. It didn't seem like
And then what do you do like after scenes. That?
Yeah, what do you do after that?
I mean, there's no, like, is there an online thing? Is there? I don't think there is, right?
You so can that, play like the VR thing. Missions. Yeah.
Great. Fantastic.
I didn't even Metal realize Gear they had.
Solid. But I'm talking about like other people. Is
I think
it...
4 did have an online game, and it was actually kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But
That's right. 4 did.
Yeah, because you could actually play invisible, and the other people had to hunt you down, which sucked because as long as you didn't move, they couldn't see you. But as soon as you moved, there was all sorts of people tracking you. Because once you disrupted the air around you, they were just on you. But I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up. I mean, there's still good games coming out, so...
I don't feel like jumping on with a bunch of strangers who think that it's awesome to crack wise about me or my mama.
Well, you know,
unfortunately, we can't ever just have a good game. Oh man, great shot.
Here's the thing.
Thanks,
about
guys.
Here's the thing about first person shooters.
Sure.
Don't put your headphones on. I learned that lesson. Yeah. I remember when I first bought Call of Duty World at War and I was so excited and I'm playing it online and it was actually a lot of fun and all, but, Like, I got a headset with it because I was excited. I'm like, I'm going to do some online gaming. Within like a half hour, I was like, nope, no headset because people suck.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, it's a lot of people that just are nasty. And most of them are probably like 12-year-old boys, to be honest. Yeah. They sound like
who,
women.
By the way,
are because they're like, you suck and your mom sucks and horrible other things that I'm going to say. And you're just like, what the hell is going on?
Who, by the way, have all the time in the world to play. I have to go to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how to exploit this game because I don't play it as much as you do, you little turd.
The only... I don't know where that glitch is that allows you to just headshot everyone that's within 5 meters.
Like, yeah.
Nope.
Oh, wonderful. You've made fun of my mother and questioned my sexuality the entire session. Yeah. Great. Good. Thanks a lot, 12-year-old.
Good for you,
Yeah.
The what I do now, the only time I use my headset is if I'm actually gaming with a friend and we're like on a team. That's the only time. And it's only us talking to each other.
Yeah.
You know, I hardly ever go live.
I do prefer games where you could just, like the old Xbox 360, where you could just sort of play with people that you knew.
Yeah.
Or it's like, hey, man, jump on this game so we can play and let's just talk to each other and do whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I find that a lot better.
Back in the day, you were there for like the very last one, actually. Back in the day when we used to do Halo Nights at Frank's.
Ah, yes.
Those were a blast. People would show up and bring their Xboxes and Halos and freaking TVs, and they'd set up. We'd set up in Frank's house.
We had a LAN party.
We'd have like 6 or 7 TVs, and just freaking
that was
two
good.
Or three people on each one, and it was
that
blast.
Was good fun. Yeah,
that seems like it'd be more fun.
And actually, what made it better is that we won.
The very last game of the very last Halo night, we were against guys that were much better than us.
Who apparently played. But, in actual, did they play in tournaments? I think
that guy wasn't there. You're talking about Flying Squirrel, I think his name was. That guy was insane. Holy crap. Like, effortless. He would just slaughter everybody. Effortless. But no, that game, those guys were good though. They played all the time. And through the evening, they just slaughtered us. But by the time we got to this map or whatever, we had at least gotten better. And
this is why you don't have a family.
Yeah.
Families hold you back.
That's right.
All these dudes had families they had to go back to. Yeah. I had nothing to lose.
Yeah. Basically what happened was, they couldn't outright beat us because we weren't that bad.
Sure.
So basically it became a war of attrition and we just wouldn't quit. And finally they got tired of playing and just started to not play so sharp because it was getting late. And we're just like, we have to do this, you know? And
we basically did.
We won. Yeah, we won. We won. It was awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was good. But I mean, video games, I don't know. There's still good games that come out. But then sometimes really big ones seem lackluster. So I don't know. I know I still haven't picked up. I actually have not picked up Metal Gear 5 yet. And I do want to, but I'll only buy it used for a few reasons. But other people seem to have the same idea because it's hard to find used. Even still. So long after it's been out.
Well, it's one of the reasons I like fighting games and even the ones that are online is that it's just you and the one person. I don't think I've ever had somebody trash talk me like they would on a first person shooter game in a fighting game. So that's, I don't know. I don't want to hear it. Come on.
Well, one thing neat about The Division, which is an online game, that I have mixed feelings about, the nice thing about that is when you're on your headset, like even if you're out in the open, you can't hear everybody until they're like close to you, and then you can hear them, and they sound far off. And as they get closer, they get louder. And I'm like, that's kind of neat.
Are there people playing online? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of cool because I remember when Michelle and I were playing The Division, we're down in like the sewers, and these dudes are like, we ran into these dudes, and I hear this dude go, I don't know, man, he looks pretty tough. And he's like, I don't know, his equipment rating's like 170. Mine's only like 150. I'm like, what about her? Well, she's like 152, so they might take us out. Well, let's just leave them. Let's just go by. We'll circle back. If they're still here, maybe we'll take them out. We're just like, do they know we can hear them? Like, and they shut up. That's so awesome. I'm like, oh, they must hear us too.
Imagine if you're walking down the street and you could hear your muggers like, well, let's fucking get this. Let's get this guy. He's got a lot of money.
Yeah. It was kind of funny. But it was cool. But the Division had its own issues. It was very cool at first, actually.
Sure.
But once everybody started getting high level, it became kind of lame. But what do you think's going on? Video games
going forward or backward or...
What does it mean for us as gamers? I mean, we do get cool things like the Shadowrun Returns occasionally, stuff like that. And PC games seem to be coming into the fore again, too.
What I was thinking about recently was how accessible it is for people to make their own games now.
Yeah.
Like, that's getting so prevalent. I mean, yeah. Unreal is free. Unity is free. Is it Unity? Yes, it's Unity. Unity?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah, the indie gaming scene is blown up.
All kinds of interesting things.
Which was big
things.
In the late 90s, yeah. too, as well. And then,
like, the Stanley Parable and Kentucky Route Zero. Please finish. Thanks.
Yeah. That stuff's cool. You're right. That is a good
super
thing.
Super hot.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I don't know if I understand what that game is doing yet, but
I don't.
Gotta figure it out.
It's super hot though.
Super hot. Yeah.
Super hot. That's cool. So I'm
excited about the innovation that
You
know, it's not just big companies making games. You can actually get some really interesting things that would never have happened otherwise.
Speaking of the free Unity stuff and the free like Unreal stuff. I think what cracks me up now is you see like a lot of, and it kind of cracks me up because it's not that they're bad and they are beautiful to look at, but there'll be like a 4-minute short that comes out now. And it seems like every other week there's one and it's like, check out this amazing, and you watch it and it's like, it's actually pretty dull. It looks pretty, but it's not a proof of concept for a video game. Cause if I had to play that game, I would fall asleep. Like they try to tell a simple story basically, and it uses animation in like an Unreal Engine or a Unity engine, and it looks beautiful. But there's like really nothing going on, and it's just kind of like I get what you're trying to do, but you're really not showing. I mean, when it comes down to video games, let's face it. I mean, in video games, without some kind of puzzle or some kind of action, even if that action is puzzle solving or problem solving on some level, but without that. What are you really showing me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because without that, you don't have a game. I mean, very few games do that. And I mean, I think Destiny, not Destiny. The one we were talking about yesterday with the little guy that you go to the top of the mountain,
Journey.
The little Journey, that's it. Yeah, I mean, even that had problem solving in it. And it's a beautiful, neat game, but it's also relatively short. Mm-hmm. And it is replayable, but honestly, after the fourth or fifth time, you're kind of like, okay, I'm done.
And I was thinking the same thing about Flower, because Flower was a really beautiful showcase of how pretty stuff could look on the 4, right?
Yeah.
That was the whole point.
That was the point, yeah.
And like, you play it once and you're like, this is lovely and amazing.
That's the song you sang when you're playing?
She did. I know her well enough to say yes, she was singing that song.
Like, by herself. No one's all like, this is
lovely. You start out as one cute little flower petal and then you get more stuff and then you start turning into like this crazy dragony whirlwind of pretty flower petals.
Cool. Yeah.
But at what point do you get a gun?
No point.
In the game, is that no point?
Exactly the no
GTA
point.
GTA Flower.
Yeah. When do you jump in a car and run over people? I don't get it.
You make the world prettier. You clean up environmental elements, I suppose, and the world looks shiny because there's more cherry blossoms. But then you play it again and you're like, well, I've seen this already.
All I'm saying is,
it's not like a puzzle.
You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. When do you get to explode stuff in flower?
It explodes in flowers.
And it, like a flowery explosion?
Yes. Okay. Imagine a bouquet of flowers, and then they just go. There you go.
Cool. I got to try it. So I think I actually gave that to my mom as one of the games she should check out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Because she's always looking for
games. Do you
remember
that game that I told you to? I forgot what it was called now, but it was like a. It was a Japanese game, and it was like in a dystopian future where only animals survive.
Yeah,
so,
I got it.
So what was it called again?
I don't remember.
You start the game off as like a Pekingese.
Yeah,
your entire mission in the game is to just survive as long as you can. Yeah, going around
cool.
like
I have never heard of this.
It's relatively simple. Like it's not particularly pretty.
Gosh, uh-huh.
The mechanics are really.
I think they call like Tokyo Jungle or something like that.
Yeah. It's the mechanics are kind of stilted, but it is a very interesting concept. Yeah, and you start as a Pekingese, and the longer you survive, you start to unlock other types of animals that you can be. It's really cool, though. It was
kind of
fun.
Yeah, you can be like...
it's a PS3 game, yeah.
You can be like Prey or... just depending on how hard you want to make it. I think it was called Tokyo Jungle, I believe.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Tokyo Jungle, that's exactly what it was called. But yeah, you start off as a Pekingese.
Yeah,
and then
cool.
you just kind of move up.
Yeah.
You go around, you know, hunting smaller animals so that you can survive and having children, you know, so you can just keep going. Because when you have more children, your first animal will die and you basically take over
as one
of the kids and then you just keep the game going.
It was cool. It was a cool little concept, yeah. Yeah, I still have it. I still have it. Yeah, it was cool. I think I bought that on like some PlayStation 4 pack or something.
Yeah,
like
I told that. You to buy the. They had it for like $10.
Yeah.
And it had Fat Princess on it, which
yes,
is
it
also
did.
A fun
yeah.
game.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
I like that game. It's fun.
All right. So before we. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
FTL is another one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Games that just blows everyone's mind.
Yeah. FTL was cool. You know, oh, you know what I found out? Had an update that I didn't realize added like 3 or 4 more cats? Neku Atsumi.
Neku
Atsumi.
Yeah.
That look in your face, man. Where's the camera? Get a camera on that, man. Here, I'll wait. I'll wait until you get the camera.
There is a face of pain on.
But start thinking of your favorite games, because before we get out of here, we're going to each talk about our favorite game and why. Neku Atsumi, Luis.
Neku Atsumi.
Atsumi. No, there it is. Ah, you, it's that lip down thing, that weird, like. Kitty collector, hell yeah!
You guys are dumb.
All right, what's your favorite video game and why?
And proud.
Here, I'll start because I never start.
I don't
really
have one. I don't know.
I'll right. start. Okay. My favorite video game of all time and why? Let's see. I have no idea. I didn't think enough about this. No, I'm just kidding.
What's wrong with you?
Honestly, well, this kind of goes. I guess it's like two of them really. One of them, the first one is Resident Evil 2 because that game. I mean, I bought a PlayStation 4 that game, and that game was just so, at the time, so different, so dark, so twisted, so cool. I'm not talking by today's standards. I'm talking about when it came out, and I just really dug it, like really, 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 really dug it. And it was really cool, and I probably played that game over and over and over more than any other game. And then probably the second game was Metal Gear Solid 3, because it was everything that the Metal Gear Solid franchise could be. Plus it was like this weird fusion of sort of like Soldier and James Bond parody.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. So I really dug it. How about you, Luis?
Oh boy. I have favorite genres. There's one other game that I really like was Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Oh yeah. Good stuff.
I really like that game like a lot.
Classic.
Besides that, I guess I'd be more like into like the Street Fighter series.
Really?
Stuff. I've never been to Mortal Kombat. Guy,
yeah, you
really.
Have been a fighter guy, though, yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
like,
Mortal Kombat was always too easy, to be honest. Very simplistic.
I don't know. I never really played it, yeah. You know, and it was fun at the arcade. I just never really got into, like, buying it and stuff. So, like, the Street Fighter series is great. I really enjoy those. The Marvel vs. Capcom series I also enjoy.
Cool. All right, Joe, I'm going to assume what your answer is, but I'm going to let you answer it anyway. What's your favorite video game of all time?
Tetris.
No. Asteroids.
That's right. Yeah, I was right. All right, Erica.
That's hilarious.
Before we get out of here.
Oh, I guess my favorite. I guess I have a tie between a bunch because.
Yeah.
I'll pick top three. Right.
All
right.
There you go.
So Mass Effect 2.
Is nice.
Definitely the front. Like. In the first game, you feel like all your guns are kind of the same pea shooter.
Yeah.
And like it's kind of ramping up and it's a little clunky in places and it's really good.
Yeah.
But then the second one, it's like, here's everything you want, but better.
Yeah.
It's just, I cannot think of one thing I don't like about it.
Two is a great game.
Not a single one. It
Amazing.
Might be my perfect game.
Nice.
And then number two would probably be Assassin's Creed. Although I kind of feel like I have to say
the first series. One?
The second one actually is my favorite.
I love the second one.
Because I'm a huge dork for music and art from that time period.
Yeah,
and
it is beautiful.
I'm like, Rome, Italy,
yeah.
Venezia.
Yeah, there you go.
And just Ezio, watching him grow up and become the guy he is, I love that too.
That was cool.
You know, it's funny. In Italy, my nickname is Dirty Ezio.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know if I ever mentioned that.
Wow.
So what's your third one?
Honorary mention is actually Metal Gear Solid 3.
Nice. Oh, nice.
I love everything about it.
Yeah.
Except, in the first game, when you fought the bosses, they had all their own motives and they had all this backstory to them. You were fighting individuals.
Yeah.
And once they passed away, you'd kind of realize
you missed them
a
little bit.
Yeah. You're like, I didn't want to kill them, but. We were in each other's way.
Yeah, that's
and in
true.
The third game, bees.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no story here. It's just a guy.
There's
and he really
wacky
likes
villains.
Bees.
Yeah, wacky villains.
It was just silly. I'm like, Come on. But it was a little Power Rangers to me.
It was, but I think that was intentional because it is kind of a weird parody.
Yeah,
it's kind of, it is. I know. But that's why I liked it because it was so odd.
But such it also made me appreciate the real boss. The boss. All that much more.
Yeah, she was cool.
She is my favorite character in that whole game.
She was cool. She's amazing. Played by the same voice actress that does Pearl, which is Mr. Krabs' daughter in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I did not know
that. Yeah, it is. Because when I heard her, and I'm like, I know that voice. Whose voice is that? And I look it up. I was like, oh my God, it's Pearl. Dad.
Yeah, by the way, in Mass Effect, I've never played Dude Shepard. It's always girls. Only play girls. Like the voice actor for the dude is so, he's kind of stiff, and honestly, the character looks dopey.
Well, I changed his face. Yeah, I totally changed him. I know, I'm like, he looks silly. I made my guy look like Fred Ward.
Yeah.
Or is it Fred Ward? The guy from Tremors? Remo Williams. I made him look like that guy, and he was like kind of a, ruggedly handsome, ugly dude, if that makes sense. And I'm like, that looks more like Shepard should look. He's supposed to be a soldier, not this friggin' French model or whoever they modeled him after. Yeah.
It's a weird choice in my
Anything else before we go? Because
The lady that, or actress, I guess I should say, that voices.
She does a lot of work too. Yeah.
She does a lot of work. Yep. And she's so good in that series.
She is.
Also, Naomi Hunter in the first Metal Gear Solid.
That's right. Yeah, she is good. Cool. Anything else before we get out of here?
Remember to check us out on Facebook at The Geek Lounge and on Twitter at Geek_Lounge, and to look up all of our wonderful merchandise on tpublic.com.
That's right, yep.
Where I have to buy stuff. Wares.
Yep, and now tpublic actually has like coffee cups and mugs and things like that. So you're gonna see all our stuff start appearing, or have the option to do that too. So cool stuff, guys.
Listen to us, bring money.
Created by Louise LaTorre and Munch, The Geek Lounge is produced and hosted by Louise LaTorre and Adam Smasher, and is recorded at Giga Hub Studios. You can find this show and many other shows at GigaHub.com and on Facebook under The Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. The show's theme is Shock Lunatique by the band Turquoise. You can find them at TurquoiseBand.com. TurquoiseBand.com for music, merchandise, tour dates, and much more.